here's a story from The World.
Don't be rude, say thank you. As kids here in the U.S., we're taught to say thank you whenever possible. But a thank you, as we understand it here, is not always the same in other languages and cultures. To explain, we're joined now by Elaine Chie. She's a professor at the University of Oklahoma, where she studies language and culture. So let's just establish the baseline, Elaine. What is the role of a thank you here in the U.S.? I mean, I think we all know the answer, but how is the term thank you used here?
Thank you is used in almost everyday life. We say it all the time to everybody we see. We use it so often that we are not very reflective. It's almost like we say it just to be polite.
And given that kind of automatic, impulsive way we use thank you, I mean, does it lose its meaning? Does it lose its power over time?
I think so. The ways in English, how we use thank you is very transactional. A common way to say thank you or to show gratitude is like, I owe you a ton of debt. Like, I owe you lots. I don't know how to repay you. So These are very transactional understanding of thank yous that not all cultures use thank you that way. And some cultures, they don't even say thank you easily because thank you is reserved for some of the most heartfelt moments to signify the importance of their gratitude.
Yeah, give us a few examples of that, like expressions of gratitude and how they differ in other languages and cultures.
So, for example, in India, thank you is not something that you say in a regular basis. But even though you don't say thank you, there's an inherent sense that gratitude is felt. And oftentimes it's expressed through nonverbal behaviors rather than the words thank you. In Chinese, there's a very famous article that's called Xie Tian. Xie means thank you. Tian is sky. There are so many things and so many people we are thankful for, we're grateful to, that let's just say Xie Tian, thank the sky. And when you say it that way, when you start to think about gratitude is toward everything and all beings under sky, that moves expression of gratitude away from a transactional understanding of gratefulness, but into sort of a all-encompassing understanding of kindness toward the world and how you're recipient all the good things, goodwills in the world.
Elaine, as you said, in Hindi, there's kind of an unspoken or an assumed gratitude. So if a kid asks a parent in India for a glass of water, would thank you be inappropriate?
Yes, it would be perceived to be inappropriate, and it would be perceived almost kind of intentionally over-distancing the relationship. So in some ways, we can think of in our everyday life, husband and wife may talk in a certain way. But if you always say, please thank you whenever you ask your husband or wife to do something for you, that would almost seem overly formal. And you don't do that unless you're angry with them. And so to me, learning about what other cultures do is not about we need to adopt other cultures' practice or language, but more as a reflective point to see how other cultures' way of thinking, saying, and doing things provide us the opportunity to reflect on our practice.
That's really interesting. I mean, I know you speak, obviously, English and Mandarin and Taiwanese. How do you approach your language of gratitude? Are you now more aware about how and when to say thank you?
Yes, definitely. Actually, one concept came to me was about the Taiwanese use of gamshim. Gamshim in literal meaning is feel hard. I ended up calling my mom about, you know, I know gamshim is the way we express gratitude, but what is it? And my mom was like, you know, gamshim is not really a way of saying thank you because you're just showing the community how much you appreciate the good deed. These ways of expressing gratitude, like other language, like Taiwanese or Chinese expression of gratitude, they move away from the transactional understanding of gratitude and open up a world that we normally wouldn't have considered.
Elaine Chie is a professor at the University of Oklahoma, speaking with us about the languages of gratitude. Elaine, I asked questions, you gave answers. One could see it as a transaction still. I really sincerely thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.